So cheese.
All right, so it feels like you guys might have no clue what the hell is happening.
I'm new to microphones.
So anyways, as of the time of recording, it's been 223 days since we last posted.
That's a lot. Oh, so why though? Because we have lives we have to deal with. But we're back, and with one or maybe three big changes, you got to meet our new team.
So, hi. Yeah, you already know me. I'm Soup. Maybe my voice has changed a bunch.
Yeah, it definitely has.
I'm the questionable CEO. This has been made aware. I produce everything, whatever. Basil, not here with us right now. Alive, though.
Chaos manager. I didn't know that was a job description.
Yeah, she coordinates all the episodes, and she's just the chaos manager in general.
That's true. The least chaotic of all of us.
Now we go to the new additions. Ink is our graphic designer. We're going to be seeing a whole new range of graphic designs on our posts and on our thumbnails, all the good stuff, hand drawn, all that stuff. Thank you very much, Ang. You're
I'm cheese.
Wonderful.
No one ever said that I'm cheese.
I was getting to it.
Oh.
So
sorry. So I got paranoid.
If you can't tell, this is not chinchilla. This is cheese. Chinchilla has a lot more to pursue right now and has a life.
Good for whoever that is. I don't know that person.
He is,
or do I? I can't tell. I don't remember.
I was just talking to him earlier. We're doing great and stuff, but we're making some new leaps in the podcast and meet your new co-host. Jeez.
Hello. I've already introduced myself.
Right. Okay. Anyways.
Hi. What are you doing?
And we don't have Mantis anymore, but that's what Basil and Ink are. They're sharing Mantis's responsibilities.
Dang, Mantis did a lot. Whoever Mantis is, like, shout out to them.
Yeah, and no, the food theme with the names wasn't intentional.
It definitely was. I chose my name based on what I thought was the theme.
Let's get into the question. We haven't been... You know what made me think of this question? We haven't been posting in 223 days. There hasn't been much demand, except for the fact that wherever I go, people ask me, did you and Chinchilla have a friend breakup? Consistently, and I can't escape it for the life of me. This episode aims to explain that and more. We did not have a friend breakup. Me and Chinch are doing wonderful.
Chinch, sorry. Respect to Chinchilla.
That's the question. What if we didn't exist? What are your thoughts?
Well, first we have to ask the question, do we exist? And the fact of the matter is that there's no way to know, really. Because there are hundreds of different philosophical standpoints that all tackle the exact same thing.
Oh, again, philosophy this quickly.
The whole question is about philosophy, Soup. What did you think was going to happen?
What is even the we in the question? What if it's not talking about the two of us? I mean, my intention...
Look, first...
No. My intention for the question was to be about the two of us. Could be interpreted way different. What is the most logical interpretation?
Well, on the show, the we is the two of us. So are we talking about the show or the human race? And given that we're on the show, I think we're talking about the show.
But given
that
we're in the human race...
Oh my god, bro.
You know what? No. We'll go with what I thought originally.
Yeah.
And not argue against my own point.
Exactly.
Anyways. Yeah, so it's the two of us we're thinking, right?
Yeah, what about the two of us? Like, what
podcast.
If we didn't exist?
Wait, are we talking about the podcast or just the two of us?
Oh my god!
No, I'm serious, because if it's talking about just the two of us,
I will abide by the intention of the question.
The intention of
the
question is the podcast.
What was the intention
of the podcast?
So the podcast.
Okay, what if the podcast didn't exist? What if questionable? Podcast made by Soup. And Chinchilla doesn't exist, or didn't exist.
Follow-up question. Do the people that would have done the show if it did exist also exist? Do, like, the people still exist?
Well, okay. Well, now we're getting into territory where I realize I have a couple things. We are consistently...
Mm-hmm.
Making decisions and a butterfly effect, whatever. You guys know about that.
Mm-hmm.
We're
not going to talk about determinism.
I don't know what that is. Tell me.
Determinism is the point of view on philosophy wherein all of our actions are predetermined by all the little... Basically, it is the fact that the butterfly effect has a true ending that we are all working towards because of how the butterfly effect works. Like, there was a thing that happened, and that affected the next choice in the butterfly effect, and that affected the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we are living the butterfly effect, and all of our actions are already determined before we make the choices, or not. That's determinism. I'm not saying I believe
right,
in it.
Right, determinism.
But what were you saying again?
I want to say that determinism is... Stop editing the document right now.
I'm just capitalizing things.
Okay.
I'm just fixing grammar.
Okay. We...
Are Sparta? No.
We are Sparta!
Okay, you didn't have to crash out.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, I need to lock in.
Yes, you do.
All right, my question is...
Yes, you really do.
Does our asking the question in our hypothetical scenario in which we don't exist as a podcast mean for the podcast to not exist, we had to not exist?
That goes back to the intent behind the question, so only you can answer that.
No. From that, I have not thought that far.
All right, it depends if we're under determinism or not. Depends if the very fact that we exist means the podcast exists.
And if we say the podcast doesn't exist, that means we have to not exist.
That's how determinism would think about it. But one, I don't believe in determinism, and two, you didn't know what determinism was, so I think the answer is no, we're not operating like that.
Okay, I like that. Let's go back. What made us exist so that we would choose to not exist in the past?
Say that again a little bit clearer.
Does our choosing to make this podcast, our being me and Chinchillas.
Okay. Wait, so I'm not part of the we here?
I'm saying we in a different context than the question.
Okay.
We, me and Chinchilla.
All right.
Making we as a podcast.
Uh-huh. I like this clarification system.
Mm-hmm. Did we making we... We.
Excuse me, I had some lemonade earlier.
You're good. I'm gonna restart. Can we exist without the podcast existing?
Again, it goes back to whether
I know it goes back to believing in determinism, but let's think about that. Not believing in determinism, does that mean we can exist without the podcast existing? And if so, what made the podcast not come to mind or exist? Which in indefinitely proves determinism, if we go back.
Indefinitely proves determinism.
If we... Find okay. a reason in mm-hmm. the future
yeah.
that the podcast, hypothetically, that the podcast was uh-huh. made, and we eliminate that reason.
We eliminate the reason. Okay. I follow.
How did the reason come to be in first, and how did the reason come to not be in the second hypothetical? And that brings us to determination, even though, or, right?
Determinism.
Even though we started said question off without using determinism.
Determinism is the idea that there is only one choice you are ever going to make in a certain scenario. And that's different from the concept of the butterfly effect in that... It's different from the butterfly effect because the butterfly effect is like... You can make the choice or you can not make the choice. It doesn't think that it's yes or no. Well, actually, sorry, it does think that it's yes or no. It's just that determinism would think it's either yes or no based on your prior biases and experiences.
Right.
So the butterfly effect basically means we can make the choice.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're not looking at it deterministically,
mm-hmm.
the butterfly effect says that if the reason the podcast exists didn't exist, that would also mean that the creation of the reason for the podcast didn't exist. And basically we go backwards in a train of endless reasoning mm-hmm. reasons
mm-hmm.
until, like...
But they aren't... They're determined by the butterfly effect and are malleable and aren't based on determinism.
Kind of, yeah. I'm not totally sure what you just said, but I'm gonna go with kind of, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Alright. Well... my mind is already mind-boggled, but we're reaching about 10 minutes, and...
Oh, right, we are. I didn't notice.
I suggest we pause for a break mm-hmm. for not only yeah. us, but our two viewers' brains.
Two viewers, seriously?
Maximum.
Do you actually know how many views we get per video?
Recently it's been around 40 or 30, but I imagine this first comeback video is going to be about like 2, because we've lost all our viewers and YouTube thinks. Anyway, it's either that or it's going to be unbelievably insane.
Or is it going to be detected as a new thing by the algorithm?
Not one bit, because it's made by the same podcast. It's made by the same channel with the same description, the same.
Then
very
maybe
similar
we should have just started a new channel.
No, because it's still the same premise, it's still the same thing, and it has 100% opportunity to grow.
Okay,
we're kind of starting from the beginning here, right, at season 3.
I see your point, so that was up to 10. Sorry, it's a little tick I have. When the digits in a time add up to a multiple of 5, I just like have to like...
Yeah. What was it?
It was 12 minutes and 34 seconds. 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 equals 10.
Nice.
And I later noticed it at 2 minutes and 12 at 12 minutes and 39 seconds. So anyway, we should be breaking right now, right?
Yeah. Break time!
Okay.
We're back!
Yeah!
Alright. So, we've determined that determinism is not the way we're determining our...
This.
To make this question true, we imagine that there is just but one moldable, malleable piece of information that has changed in ways that will make the question true, which is that I never thought of the podcast idea in the first place. And if so, the podcast doesn't exist and it doesn't affect anybody. I don't spend my Sundays recording.
Like, this isn't monetized, so like it's not like we would have more money. Or is it monetized? I literally
it's not
don't know.
Okay, so we are not monetized, but
so
this
like,
is a wonderful point to bring this up.
We wouldn't have more money to buy things and it wouldn't affect our lives in any meaningful way.
No, that's not true.
What?
Well, actually, you know, that is true. We are a non-profit, but we get donations and we have members.
We get donations.
Yes, we get donations and we get members.
Yo, I didn't know that, actually.
Because we are a nonprofit, every single piece of money that we get goes back to the podcast.
Oh, I forgot we're a
nonprofit. Yeah. So, this is wonderful to bring this up because we need to get this podcast going again. If we can get some memberships and some tiny little a dollar a month is more than enough. Like, if you donate a dollar one time, that's more than enough. If you go to buymeacoffee.com/questionable,
yeah.
It'll bring you to a page.
Let me write this down. I'm kidding.
Write this down.
No, no. What?
Not you. Not you. I'm talking to the viewers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're
write
not
that down.
Only
write that down.
I'm
not.
Nope.
Yo, I thought that was the question we're trying to figure out.
That you're not the only person in the world? You are off the question, man. The question is, what if we didn't exist?
Who cares?
Me. And what I really care about is that you guys help our podcast grow.
That's a good point, yeah.
So
yeah, we have some announcements. You should stick around for them. They're gonna be magnifique. I tried to pull it from French, but the soup ended up corrupting it magnifreakily.
I'm not making it freaky, bro. I swear. That was Basil.
You said freaky. You said magnifique, and like, what's the logical conclusion from that, right?
That's fair. Anyways, back to my little yapping.
Yeah.
If you guys donate to us, anything monetary that you donate to us goes straight back to you in the form of a better podcast. That's what we believe in.
Okay.
Don't laugh. Sorry,
it just sounded a little cheesy. Get it? Because I'm cheese. It's good, right? That's a good joke
for our audio listeners, which is everybody, because we don't have a video podcast.
Yeah,
I'm making a face of extreme disappointment right now.
So, that was not a face of extreme disappointment, bro. What are you
moving on? Shut up, that made me uncomfortable, bro. I request you be quiet.
I didn't mean to do that. If you...
Whoa.
Should we go back to talking about existence and philosophy? Or are you?
I have another. I have an alternate view on this question.
Okay.
My second alternate view. Well, first of all, our conclusion is that like nothing really crazy would happen. It wouldn't be super affecting. My other alternate view is that we start the podcast, and then we get to season 2, episode 2, and then we stop, and this season 3 never happened.
Okay. So, like, we're gonna get 2 viewers on this video, so there will be no effect if season 3 never happened. Right, you said that before.
Well, right. You kind of have to ask all the people that I've said I'm gonna revive it somehow.
Ah, yes.
Lied to in determining an incorrect truth.
Wait, determining? As in
determination?
Determinism?
I said that correctly, for sure.
You did. You did not say that correctly.
I did not. Anyways, we're all a bunch of atoms. All of our emotions are just atoms. All of our problems are just science. Feelings are chemical reactions. You are the universe experience itself. That's by Rugged Gnome.
Rugess Gnome. The Rugess Gnome. I don't know. Reddit, man. I don't know.
I'm quoting René Descartes.
His name is René Descartes, and I would appreciate that if you pronounce that correctly.
I locked in, bro. I'm sorry.
You did
René,
not.
René
Descartes.
Oh, Descartes. I apologize. The 16th century guy who wanted to
prove
existence.
In French, it was probably Descartes.
Descartes. That's fair.
René Descartes.
Well, there are 3 components, according to him. God, man, and nature. I think, therefore I am.
Yes. Thoughts. Thinking. That's a big part of existence.
But is our thinking more than just an embezzled attempt to reproduce?
Do you remember what embezzled means? It means to, like, steal money from a corporation via accounting scams.
I meant the one where it's like a glorified. Yeah, that's it.
Glorified.
Yeah. Is
not embezzled.
Hear me out, man. Is thinking not just a glorified?
Thank you very much. I'm sorry.
Is it not just a glorified version of an attempt at reproduction? Hear me out.
I don't think I want to, but go ahead anyway.
Hear me out, for this is but a magnifique thought. You gotta really think about it, because what is the meaning of life? You know, I had a teacher.
You, okay.
In 8th grade. There's more.
Yo, you
there's,
did?
There's more to the sentence.
Okay.
I had a teacher in 8th grade, comma, and she suggested that the meaning of life is just to reproduce. Which I...
Technically it is. Biologically.
I agree.
Yeah. Biologically it is. But humans are smart enough that they were like, no, we want to do other things with our lives. And just proceeded to invent, like, the art of advanced cooking and video games and television.
But you have to imagine that if you think hard enough, you can connect anything you do to a need to reproduce. It's a game we played in class, and I know that's a form of
that's really easy, actually, because you can connect anything to survival, and survival's necessity is to reproduce.
That's what I mean.
Except, like, self-destructive habits. But go ahead.
Where was I going? How's this connected to the podcast?
I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I don't. So if we're talking about reproduction.
No, we're not, bro. I mean, like, we got... Maybe. From a certain point of view, right?
Maybe.
But no.
I'm sorry. So, Basil and Ink walked into the studio.
The thoughts are getting magnifreaky.
Do you want to say hi to our viewers?
Hi, guys. Hey. We're leaving. Yeah, we're leaving.
That is Basil and Ink, respectively?
That is Basil and Ink, respectively.
Bro,
thank you guys
copied
for joining
me.
Us in the studio for like
Yeah,
2
thank
seconds.
You for introducing yourselves. That's very helpful for the show. More people. I love people. No, I don't. I'm antisocial. Never mind. Go ahead.
We know.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, it was great to see y'all.
Oh, so, right. What is the meaning of life?
Reproduction.
So, if we are stopping the podcast, how does that affect reproduction? And how does it affect survival in general? It gives me a reason, and it gives me I'm more aware when I'm not
like
recording.
It's technically another reason to live, right?
Right, but
like
it's also if I don't do the podcast, it's technically me being more aware and more alert, and I'm not focused on the recording right now.
So is it beneficial or harmful to life's purpose is the question. Or is it like sacrificing your own life's purpose to aid others?
I'd say you're sacrificing nothing. I believe that the decision that me and you have both made is beneficial to us in the long run, in however our life is going to turn out, which I don't know. Because this is one step in it. Which isn't necessarily determinism, but it is. But that's not what I mean. I also believe that Chinchilla and Mantis, who are pursuing other things right now, that is unbelievably beneficial for them, and recording the podcast would probably not bode well for them.
Because they had better things to do?
Yeah. Seriously.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
So...
No, I follow. Yeah.
So, what if we didn't exist? What if this third season... What if we stopped the podcast right there, like, snap of the fingers, I don't even mention it to anybody else? I think it would have a negative outcome initially on our outlook on life, but in one way or another it wouldn't matter. We're all gonna die at some point, probably. I don't know how the future's gonna happen.
It probably doesn't affect the human population
in one way
or
another.
Years from now,
in one way or another, our podcast isn't fairly insignificant.
It is. It's a very small podcast, yeah.
So what if we didn't exist? We wouldn't exist.
Yo, really? I didn't know.
Look, it was supposed to be like a big hard-hitting boom thing.
All right, we've only done like 20 minutes. How long is this thing supposed to be?
It's supposed to be 30 minutes long, 10-minute breaks, and I'm going to cut a bunch out. So now that it says the recording's at 25 minutes, it'll probably be at like 19 minutes.
Oh,
I'm taking a big guess. It's 19 minutes, 40 seconds right now.
Okay,
everybody look down and check.
Okay, so is it like a... Are we going to do another segment after this break?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Stay with me.
Break time! Jerry about peeling the stuffed bananas.
I'm convulging the tomato and the onion.
Yo,
the tomato,
that's crazy.
The tomato
I'll get
the
explosives.
What?
Right?
Oh yeah.
Self-destruct sequence activated? That's crazy.
I blew
great
up.
Great reference.
I'm sorry. I'll link it in the description if anybody's wondering what the hell we just did.
That's so
I'm gonna
funny.
Genuinely do- No wait, I'm not, because it says our name.
Yeah, it's
in
a
it.
Private. It's private. Yeah.
Never mind. Anyways,
no, none of you will get that, and that's hilarious to me.
I love this. Maybe I'll release to the members only version on buymeacoffee.com/questionable, which you can pay for
Patreon
at a measly no.
I'm kidding.
a measly some amount of dollars a month.
Some amount of dollars.
And
crazy.
You can not only get like wonderful stuff.
Sorry.
Okay. I love how we both just switched to
there.
That second head voice.
Yo, that's a crazy shape the recording's making right now.
I love this. We need to talk.
All right, yeah,
we need
yeah,
to
yeah.
talk.
Let's go.
We need
Let's
to talk
go.
About the humanities outlook on it, and I'm gonna put it all to you.
All to me.
Because I have no
okay.
clue what you're talking about. One bit. You suggested it last time.
All right. So here's the thing.
Right.
Humanity
right.
evolved.
Agreed.
Are you gonna let me? Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Humanity evolved from a genetic
sure
disease
yeah.
in apes.
Right.
We actually,
yeah.
in our DNA, we have
we
two
do.
Base pairs
yeah,
actually
the two
missing.
Base mm-hmm. Yeah, I
they're
know that.
Bro. I'm stopping.
I'm stopping. I'm stopping.
So, like, in our gene
right.
sequences,
yeah.
two base pairs are disconnected.
Sure.
Like, base pairs are supposed to come in pairs, right? There are two base pairs where there's only one thing there. That is what's called a genetic disease, and actually creates a muscular disorder. So technically, you have a muscular disorder. I don't care who you are a human, and all humans have a muscular disorder compared to our ancestors.
That's an interesting way to put it. Comparatively
so,
to
here's the thing, is what that muscular disease does is it makes our jaws weaker. Because if you look at like gorillas in the rainforest, they're like peeling out like the toughest plants you've ever seen with their teeth. But we can't do that, right? It's because of these two missing base pairs. I may be getting some of this wrong, but the general idea is that the reason we are who we are is that making our jaw weaker means that using our jaw has less effect. It pulls on our skull plates less, and it allows our skull plates to expand and grow more. which in turn leaves more space for our brain to grow. And so basically, we are literally big-brained animals. Right? And through evolution, we put most of that space into the prefrontal cortex, which helps our reasoning systems. And
you're not gonna speed
now we're in basic
you're
humanity
you're
stuff.
I'm going to speed all of this up in prison, and you're going to be like...
Don't speed it up too much, because like, that's actually pretty important for people to all know.
All
right,
I'll speed it up to like a silly-sounding thing, but still listenable.
Like,
get to your point.
2.5 times, right? Okay. So the point is, humans are just an evolution of apes, right? So basically, if apes didn't evolve into humans, we would evolve in a different direction. And then there are more...
Jeez.
Get to your point. Okay, so basically, Earth is pretty well off because there are more diversity in species because humans are not putting selective pressure on it. Because humans, man, humans are like half of all selective pressure in the natural world, at least on land, because we basically were awful. We ruin things. Like, imagine like if New York City was a forest, right? So basically, there are tons more species on Earth. That just means more evolution, more advanced species. Everything's better for animals, except that there's no intelligent life on this planet, or at least what we would consider to be intelligent life. So yeah, if humanity didn't exist, the Earth would probably be a lot happier, and all animal species would probably be a little bit happier, except for those that we domesticated, but they would evolve in a different direction. So yeah, that's like the question, what if we as a human race didn't exist?
Right. Anyways, you can find us all on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Podcast Index, Deezer, Castro, CastBox, Fountain, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, and True Fact. True.
Fans. That last word was fans.
Yeah.
I swear, if you don't speed that up,
uh-huh.
Like you did to me, all right?
You want me to speed that up?
Speed that up. Like,
no.
not as much as mine, because it's important that people hear it.
Because it was funny that I ran out of breath, though.
Yeah, I guess you did speed up your voice enough. Anyway, I'm going to sit back and stop yapping.
All right. Anyways, a couple
more
statistics. Right. We are on Instagram and TikTok at QuestionableThePod.
Follow us.
Not podcast. QuestionableThePod, one word, nothing else. No. You know what? Okay. QuestionableThePod, one word, no, all that. QuestionableThePod, I'll put it in the description.
All lowercase.
And we have a website, google.com/view/questionablethepod. It's also linked in our show notes
or the
YouTube description. You can see all of our episodes there. Contact us in any way you like. We have our email.
Submit fan art.
Yeah, we actually get fan art.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. Please support us.
We're a nonprofit.
What?
We're a nonprofit.
Nonprofit. What?
Donate.
I don't hear that. I don't know. Yeah.
Donate.
Donate. Donate to buymeacoffee.com/questionable.
Email us at QQuestionableTPod, no spaces, at gmail.com.
You don't need to put the capitals in there.
Dang. Really?
For an email, no.
I didn't know. All emails have... My email doesn't have a capital. My personal email doesn't have any capital mark question. What am I saying?
It doesn't,
capital letters.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you do it or not.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
questionable
no,
the pod at gmail.com. Not questionable the podcast. That is not us. They do have a cute little rainbow rubber ducky on their profile picture. I wish that was us. That is not us. Somebody else stole the questionable the podcast at gmail.com.
Why aren't we them?
I asked them. They didn't respond. I literally emailed them immediately the day I found out.
Why aren't we them?
Why aren't we them, bro? That's my question.
Anyway.
You can check out all of our... You know what? Since it's the first thing, let me go through all of this really quick. Our equipment. Not,
shameless
not
plugging.
Sponsored. This is not sponsored, but our microphones that we use, we have two Moano. Mauno.
M-A-O-N-O.
HD300T microphones.
H is capitalized.
That's what we use. We use Audacity as our editing software.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
VB Audio Voice Meter Banana as our virtual audio mixer.
Important to note that meet-er is like meat as in meet and greet.
Yeah, so
M-E-E-T.
It's VB Audio, V-O-I-C-E.
M-E-E-T-E-R.
Banana.
M-E-E-T-E-R.
Banana. Banana. Banana is the model.
Banana, yeah.
And we
use Pixlr to create thumbnails.
We used to use Pixlr,
other
but now we're using ink.
Oh, like the person.
The
okay.
person ink.
Sorry.
Thank
okay,
you very
so
much.
That's how Mantis handled that.
Yes, and then, no, I actually did that, but whatever.
Oh, damn.
Our distributor, this is how you're hearing us, unless you're on YouTube, is rss.com, all-in-one podcasting monthly plan. We pay for it, and the only way, first of all, it's coming out of my budget right now, all of my own personal money right now. We need y'all to support, because we need to get this podcast back up and rolling. We have some stuff. You don't need to put in your own money. Right. You can tell your parents about it, though, and they can put in money.
That's a good idea.
Really suggest doing. Donations, you can get us at buymeacoffee.com/questionable. All of this is going to be in the description. And whenever we make clips, we just use Opus Clips. It automatically makes, like, 20 different, like, YouTube shorts and TikToks and stuff that we can just put up that is just clips of our own podcast that just give us views and stuff. But thank you for watching.
Yes. Yes, you were very important to us.
You know, or listening. Unless you're on YouTube, thank you for listening. It's been of a ride.
It has? Oh, yeah, it has been pretty long today.
It's been not only that, but, like, the fact that Questionable is back up and running.
We've been recording for 35 minutes at least.
Yeah.
The timer isn't going up, so I don't know when it stopped. Why is going on?
One moment. Let me pause. Oh, okay. I figured it out. Everything's fine. Thank you so much for watching Questionable the Podcast. We hope you guys become a viewer that we love.
Dude, peeking?
Peeking! How do you want to end the podcast? All right, I'm done. Actually, you know what else is done?
The episode?
Yeah.
Why aren't we stopping, Sire Soup?
I actually should stop.
Yeah, you maybe should. Yeah.
You know what? Goodbye!